You're listening to the audio production of Siren's Fury by Mary Webber, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Sarah Zimmerman. To Dad and Mom, for always reaching bigger, further, higher, and yet continually showing me the path home, you are the heroes in my story. And to my sister Katie, whom Nim is based upon, for pillaging the mind villages with me and fashioning them into castles, and for knowing that some melodies are meant to be sung. Around me I gather these forces to save my soul and my body from dark powers that assail me, against false prophesyings, against pagan devisings, against heretical lying and false gods all around me, against spells cast, from St. Patrick's breastplate. Chapter 1. 5 minutes earlier. There is a moment, just before every storm, when the entire world pauses, as if the atmosphere in unison with the ocean tides, the wind, the sky's watery teardrops, is forced to hold its breath, bracing against the violence it knows will come, the tempest that perhaps this time, this moment, might actually shred the world's soul. I am in that moment now. I am that moment. My elemental blood is paused in my veins. I can feel it the same way I feel Aegon's hand on my skin as the golden candle orbs float past my window, ascending from the castle's courtyard celebration below. On their way to the stars, their round glow shines through the glass.